Welcome to Super Tatis for Parshas Mishpatim. We'll begin with a couple of stories. First, I saw some stories about Rav Moshe Sternbach's wife. The first one is about their first meeting, which I thought was quite amazing. Their first meeting was their first date, and when they went on their date, they met, and Rav Sternbach said, look, you know, we're going to meet for an hour. Why don't we, instead of the classic date where we talk for an hour, why don't we use the first 5 minutes to talk and the last 5 minutes to talk, and the time in the middle I'll chazer my learning in my head, and we'll use this for me to be able to kind of think and consider the things that I want to consider. Obviously he was very, very deep in the world of Torah in his head, so it was all kind of, you know, all kind of made sense to him. She agreed, and she was so excited after that first date. She went home, but she didn't want to tell anybody about it, because it turned out that, you know, she was afraid that family members wouldn't be as excited about the shidduch if they realized what had transpired. Nevertheless, they did get married, and that excitement translated into a very Torah-focused couple. There are a few other things that the Rebbetzin did to be mechabed to her husband that were quite remarkable. She'd get up early to make tea for him in the morning, just to make sure that he had it. There were a lot of errors in his kuntresim when somebody wrote them down. It was hard for people to read his handwriting. A various number of issues had come up, and she wanted to make sure that his Torah was transmitted clearly, so she took it under her own endeavor to make sure that that she would write down all these kuntresim and make sure that they're written and edited correctly. Next, it's said that she davened that all of her husband's tzoros should come to her so it wouldn't interrupt his learning. Obviously, this is an extraordinary amount of focus from an extraordinary person, but I think that all of them kind of push towards, every time a husband does something good, somebody's paying for it. They're paying for it in time or in attention or in shouldering responsibilities, or maybe, you know, several of them. And when people go to such an extent, it's just important to understand and appreciate, and we can kind of level up what we can level up. There's a story about Reb Chaim Brisker, who made a loan to somebody who really needed it. The way the story goes is that he never went to his borrower. And the borrower, you know, at some point in time called him out on it. And he said, look, you're such a fool. You never even came to try to collect. And Reb Chaim said, no, you don't understand. I never wanted to go your way because I didn't want to be a nosha, somebody who's going to make your loan, you know, you feel like you had this pressure, because that's an Isser. Okay, there's a story about Rav Tzvi Hirsch Merudnik, and it took me a while to understand the story. I'm not sure I fully get it. There was a sad and unfortunate story about a young child who died. And you know what? Everybody was looking for comfort, and the Rav got up and tried to give comfort in his own special way. He said, you know, I had this kind of vision or this understanding that this little katan just went up to Shamayim, and they asked him, well, what do you learn? And he said, you know, first pasuk of Mishpatim. He said, well, what's pshat? And he said, you know, you need to put the laws in front of them. He said, you know, kipshuto. And he said that all the malachim were, he said, you know, this child did something very special, calls them, all the malachim only understand sodos, and the clear and simple Torah of this child is something new to them. So it's just, I don't know, obviously, the great, you know, hyper-metaphysics of how things work in Shemayim. I don't even know if things work on Earth, and quite frankly, I don't fully understand even myself. But one of the things I do understand is the ability to give nechama to people by highlighting a different side. And the side was that the simplicity of this child is a value add and is influential, and that child made a difference in their own way. We need to do a Mivchar HaPninim. The Mivchar HaPninim says, B'makom HaMishta V'HaSchok Lo Tishkon. Do not dwell in a place where people are drinking and laughing. Lo Tishkon HaChochma. Chochma will not be there. Aval Hi Megureshes Misham. Chochma is actually divorced from there. Well, we know about Leitzanos and Kolus Rosh. That's, you know, not worth it. The Or HaPninim says, you know, this is talking about like when people are kovia suda with wine, or maybe it's a place of leitzanos and kalos rosh. But you also have a tzad of this, which is just talking about the idea of precious, is that like the Ramchal says, things that we need from this world, we are chayiv to take. But the things that we don't need from this world, you know, then we don't need to take. There's a precious ruya and a precious she'en ruya. So we just need to be aware and knowledgeable about what is appropriate and not. Meaning, if we're here to take from the world, and we're here to have fun, well, that's going to be antithetical to becoming wise, because seeking wisdom is something that we need to do with a very singular focus. Okay, a few alter mikelms. First one is the Evet Ivri. Okay, says Avadaihim below, and Chazal say Avadim below Avde Avadim. The Chavos Levavos says that everybody needs to make their own siyagim. We need to make fences around, depending on who we are, our personality traits, and the personality traits that I have and the personality traits that you have are so different. Obviously, what could be great for me would be terrible for you, and vice versa. You know, a lazy person, for example, and a person who's a little overzealous need to have completely different siyagim. And because of that, what happens is these siyagim, you're not allowed to do that when you become an Eved. When you become an Eved, you're meshubed to somebody else, and therefore you're really opening up a Pesach to the Yitzer Hara. So that's his Ha'ara to understand that. So in Chav Beis Chav Dalet, we talk about giving loans of money, and Rashi says, "Have mistakel ba'atzmecha ki'ilu ata ani." You need to look at it like you're poor. You are the poor one who is in need of the loan. So the altar of Kelm here says that the nature of a person is to want to be lazy and be misatzel, and to try to sit on your hands and find all the reasons you can to justify not giving a loan. So he says, if you find this going about you, you need to think about how you would want it to be if you were the poor person who is in need of a loan, and how quickly you wish people would act. On Chav Gimel Aleph, there's a halacha. It says, and Rashi says, Azhar l'dayin shle lo lishmoa ba'al din bli acher. You need, when you hear the tainus of the ba'li dinim, you need to hear both of them together and not one after the other. So the altar of Kelm here highlights a very important idea that we already know, is the koach of negius is even a dayan, even a chacham godol, can have negius with something very quickly. You know, sometimes it's just the first impression, sometimes it's something else, but we can't muddy those waters. Next. Says Lotiach Ari Rabim Laraos, Ari Rabim Lahatos. Rashi says, why Ma'at? He says, this is Rishoyim are going to, you know, if they're going to try to be tilting the din inappropriately, don't say I'll follow them because there are so many of them. First thing, Alter Kelm makes a few different observations, and I'd say them separately. So, one thing I'll say is that we need to be very, very careful about not to just be swayed by, you know, what other people are doing. It's, you know, how often do we say that, you know, in the world of logic, it's called an ad hominem argument. Everybody's doing it. That is fundamentally insufficient. And second, he also has an additional point, and that is you need to be strong, and you need to not feel bad that there are so few B'nai Ali in the world that you are the minority. So this is the Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Hei Amud Beis, where Rishim Bar Yochai says to his son, Ra'isi b'nei aliyah v'heima mu'atim. Says there are so many people in the world and so few b'nei aliyah. Says there are hundreds, you and me will be among them. If there are two, you and I will be among them. So that's kind of the idea. And it's just a critical piece for really everybody. You know, you need to be comfortable being different, and that's kind of the nature of being an Ivri. Last thing I just want to say, I came across a Rav Moshe David Valley that I have to share because it affected me so much, is that he talks about Reishis Chochma, Knei Chochma. Shlomo Melech says the first thing, Chochma is buying Chochma, acquiring Chochma. So generally we say you have to start with something to know more, but he talks about it there about buying Sfarim. And without getting all the hashkafas of buying Sfarim, seeing them and everything, he has a line there which just hit me right in the heart, and that is, Ki hamachshiv nechshav. He says, when you start things in the path of being machabid the Torah, which means buying Sfarim, you are being machshiv the Torah, and hamachshiv is nechshav. So we should all understand that that's a binyan for everything in life. Everything in life is when you give kavod and respect to something, then that can follow its way back to you. Have a wonderful Shabbos.